Hello!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our latest podcast.
Podcast. What are we talking about today, Neil?
What are we talking about today, Chenille? we're going to talk about our favourite TV theme songs.
Really?
I know, right?
That's a bit exciting.
I know.
Did we have a reason for talking about our favourite TV theme song?
I just thought I'd combine my two favourite things in life, music and TV.
Yay!
Yay me! Of course, if people out there have any suggestions for us, we will take those.
Yeah,
we're not scraping the bottom of the barrel, by the way. We have a very big barrel. There's a lot of shiz.
There is a lot of songs.
There's a lot of shiz in that barrel.
Yes. It's just
picking out the ones we wanted. But I thought this would be fun. You know,
yes.
It's been...
Yeah.
Mulling around in the back of my head.
Mulling around.
Yes.
Rightio.
So, some rules.
Oh, please tell me those rules.
My favourite part.
I thought your favourite part was talking to me.
Well, I mean, apart from that, obviously, that's a given. the rules.
Second favourite part is go.
Two things. They have to be songs with words in them, so no instrumental songs.
Mm. What would that exclude then, for example?
That excluded MASH out of our...
It did too.
Even though the song Suicide is painless, but that was from the movie, which was before the TV series, which is then...
And that's not the one you hear when you hear MASH because it doesn't have words.
Exactly.
Right. Good. That's a good example of that rule.
And yeah, it excludes Hill Street Blues, which is a pretty cool theme song. A Country Practice.
I don't think all the big
ever
ones.
Had words. Well, interestingly, too, Star Trek, the original Star Trek, didn't have, like, you
the
know.
The one with the theremin.
It was just the ooh.
With the theremin.
But there were words to that song. They never sang them on Star Trek, but there were words. And I went, you look at them and go, oh, yeah, that fits. But that would be weird to just...
Yeah, it would be weird.
Sounded way better with the theremin.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, that was the first rule is, got to have some words. It's got to be a song.
Yeah. Probably need to add the Star Trek to the unusual instruments list. So we'll do that. I'm doing that right now.
Sure. And the other one, which stands to reason, we had to like the show.
Yeah.
I can't think of ones that had a great... soundtrack but a crap show, although we did rule out The Greatest American Hero, I think, because we liked the song, but as I said, it was all sizzle and no sausage, really.
If you did all of a sudden get superpowers, it would be a little awkward as to work out how to do them, like land and fly and stuff,
I guess, but I'm sure I would do a better acting
William K. Oh, that's the problem? Did you just say that out loud?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. So we had to like them. Mm. There is probably a little exception to that, which we'll come to in a minute, because I didn't think you really liked it, but there's a story for me behind it.
Yes,
which is why, but...
that's okay. Yep. Okay. And then the usual rule, but I don't think it counts with any of the ones we looked at, that if we talked about it before, that's just a standard rule now.
It is a standard rule, yeah. Well, you know, we sometimes bend it.
Well, yeah. Rules are made to be bent. Occasionally.
Baby.
Occasionally.
Very occasionally.
So we've got our top 15 TV theme songs. We're not saying these are the best ever. We're saying these are our favourites, 15, given the confines that we've just given ourselves. Otherwise, it ends up too... The scope ends too... is too big.
Yeah.
And these are ones you can sing along with rather than just hum or...
But, the audience participation component of the show would be whether they agree or whether there's ones they think we might have missed.
Always happy to hear what you
always
think.
Always happy to hear.
Always.
So, all right, let's
number
start.
15, I will start.
I actually haven't seen.
Yet. Christina has never seen Family Guy.
Yeah, there we go.
Family Guy's a great show. It's so irreverent and just so wrong sometimes, but but funny. And the opening theme song is the whole family in like a... almost like a...
dance number.
Yeah, a big song and dance number with almost rockets and layers and...
lovely.
And yellows... suits and bow ties and
like
lots
yellow.
Of jazz hands. So it's just a very cool
Sounds
theme
cool.
song. And that probably leads us into two. The other thing we were talking about earlier was that I think a good theme tune gets you ready for the show.
Yeah.
So you go, oh, yep, okay, I'm up, I'm ready for the show now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
ready, let's go.
Yeah,
I'm in the zone, I know what you're about now. let's do this. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm there. Sure. You don't just go, ah!
Yeah. Oh, show started. Woo!
Yes.
Radio.
So, yeah, Family Guy's that sense of fun and that, you know, almost taking the piss out of things straight away and you go, okay, yep.
Yeah, I know what sort of show this is going to be about.
I've got you, yep.
Nice. I've got you. Nice.
Yes.
So then number 14.
Number 14.
Is Beverly Hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clampets and Oils, yeah, and
shooting at some...
Shooting at the ground.
Foods and, when yeah. up came a something...
Bubble and boil crude. Bubble and
crude. Texas Black Gold.
Black Gold. Texas tea. So, you know, it's a bit of a lame storyline and the characters are very odd and weird.
Mm.
Like... exaggeratedly weird.
Yeah, over-exaggerated to me. That yeah. was the yeah, downside.
And I totally get that. But it was my grandfather, when he would come out in from the farm after working in the farm all day on the orchard, he would watch the Beverly Hillbillies and he would cackle to himself and laugh. And I just loved being around him enjoying that. And then would watch the news, of course, because we had to find out what the weather was going to be like the next day.
Yeah.
And then would have something to eat. And then, you know, it's kind of bedtime after that. But I just loved kind of just watching him laugh and just enjoying yeah. it so much and his little kind of cackle. So that's why it's got a nice little...
Well, that's nice. It had its moments it for me, did. The show. It was a great theme tune, I'll give yeah. it that. And again, it does set the scene of going, how did they get here? Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Got that whole... Yeah. backstory.
Yeah, it was quite good. Very good.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Did you want me to do 13 as well?
Oh, you can do 13 then too. Number 13.
No, number 13 is the theme tune for Family Ties.
I bet we've been together.
God's sake, going
no.
for a long, long time.
A million years.
A million years. Anyway, something like that.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
A million more.
That was it's actually sung by song. Johnny Mathis. And I think, was it Denise Williams? It was one of those type of people. Oh, it was okay, definitely yeah, Johnny yeah. Mathis. Yeah. So the song was Without Us.
Yeah.
There is actually you can buy the whole song. It was a whole song that they didn't play. They only played the first verse of.
With Michael J. Fox and, you know, other characters in there as well.
The Keaton family, yeah. The
Keaton family.
I grew up with
and
them.
It was the parents' sort of love song because it was they were very close and I just love that show. And I love that it was smart and clever.
Mm.
Like Michael J. Fox's character in particular was kind of a bit clever, a bit of a dick as well, but clever, and I just kind of liked that show.
But when it came to the crunch, he had a heart. They backed
each other. Yeah,
he had a heart. They looked after each other, even though they were very different. They fought, you know. It was a fun thing.
Mm.
And, you know, the hippie parents and the Wall Street wannabe kind of child.
Teenager.
Just hilarity ensued every week.
With Mallory.
Yes. No, so that was a... No,
good show.
Very, very 80s kind of...
Very 80s.
You know, almost R&B classic.
Yeah.
Kind of, a bit too, especially with Johnny Mathis scene.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So then we go to number 12, a little bit more upbeat. A
little bit more, yeah.
What you talk about, Willis? I'm talking about Different Strokes.
You are talking about Different Strokes.
No, the world don't move. Yeah, just one of those. And again, you kind of get up and...
You can't help a groove.
And you go, yeah, you groove along and go, okay, ready, bring it on. Got it.
And it was a funny show, mostly. Sometimes there was tiny bits of seriousness, but funny overall.
They had their serious moment, but usually it ended up with something fun. Yeah. But everybody learned a lesson along the way.
Yes.
And that's what's important.
In life, isn't it? And there was always a what you talking about, Willis, at least once in the show.
And once it become, and a lot of shows, once you get an official catch cry, and you can't work out when that's going to be or not going to be.
Yeah,
but
once
you have one, you've got to do it several
times. Pretty much,
Or once a character takes over that you didn't expect, like Steve Urkel in Family Matters was just the next door neighbour that came in series 2.
Yeah.
And suddenly they went, oh my God, audiences love this guy.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the whole show revolved around him. Yeah.
And that's the way to do it.
Yeah, so Different Strokes. Poor Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
Didn't have the greatest of lives.
No, he didn't, poor bugger.
I do love in Avenue Q that they take the piss out of him. They did do it while he was alive, too.
It was quite funny.
So Gary Coleman's, you know. Appears in Avenue Q as Gary Coleman. It's usually played by a young female.
Yeah.
And, you know, he says, I made a lot of money that got stolen by my folks. Now I'm broken, I'm the butt of everyone's jokes. But he's the superintendent of the building in Avenue Q.
Yeah.
That's his job now. And he makes his money selling stuff on eBay. By Gary Coleman. it's not a good show.
There we go. Good show. So the next one, Gilligan's Island.
Number 11. Yes.
Why did they call it Gilligan's Island?
Yeah, I don't know. Because
maybe because he was the dumbass that got them there.
Yeah, well...
Could be.
Because Skipper's Island sounds a bit boring.
It does sound boring, doesn't it? Marianne's yeah. Island sounds boring.
Ginger Island might
ginger
be okay.
Ginger Island, yeah, maybe. Professor except if you don't Island. Like ginger. Like, yeah. as a thing, not a person.
Yeah, yeah or either. Anywho. Yeah. It's Gilligan's Island. Yeah, yeah. Once it, again, you was, know how yeah. they got onto the...
Yeah, because the song actually tells you exactly how this happens. It walks it through for you, tells you about all the characters... There we go. This is how it's happened.
Exactly. It started from this docking port aboard this tiny ship. And yes. so you get the whole story. Yeah. It was a bit frustrating, the show, in the long run. Because you went, oh, yeah. come on. How many times are you almost going to be saved? And really, yeah. if you're in wherever it was supposed to be... I don't even know where it was supposed to have left from. I assume it left from LA or something.
Yep.
3 hours from LA is not very far away in a little boat.
No.
Even if they did get tossed around by the storm... I also love that so many people visited the island and yeah. managed to leave.
I know. How does that work?
And even all the return to Gilligan's Island with the Harlem Globetrotters were there.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things about the show that you kind of, like, as a kid, you're like, oh, wow, initially, oh my goodness, they're stranded. And then you're going, hang on a second.
Yeah.
How did they get there and then they get away?
Or if the professor can build a whatever he can yeah. build, you know. Surely you can get off that island.
Yeah, it did start to seem a little bit...
After a while, you go... Maybe they didn't expect it to go that long.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe
like,
they just...
Like Lost, the TV show where... Did you watch
yes,
that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I watched the first series.
Where they watched the first series and when it was so popular and they went, oh, shit.
What are we going to do?
What do we do now? I don't know. Let's stretch it out for 6 years and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
And then make them all hate our guts at the end of it.
There is one little story I do need to tell you about Gilligan's Island.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to play it on the piano. That's all.
Ew.
Moving right along.
Is it upbeat? Like,
yeah, it is.
Yeah. Move your shoulders like this too.
Yeah, usually when you're counting. Make sure you do it. One of the ladies when we had the end of year concert played it. I think it was last year she played it. It was, you know, Gilligan's Island.
It was Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, and when it came around for me to learn, I was like, ugh, I don't really like it.
Just
but it's
sit right back.
All good. Anyway.
Oh, good.
Let's move to
so
number...
So now you're an expert. One of these days you'll play the piano for me and I'll...
Maybe
that,
one of these days. I get really nervous. Like, really nervous. Yeah. My fingers shaking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And so if they're hovering above the keys about to play something, they're like going, whoa, like this. Really nervous. And I don't know whether... Because I actually didn't like performing either. Because I used to get panicked when I used to have to do dance concerts and stuff as well. And I'd just have this look on my face of sheer petrified.
You were the deer in the headlight kid.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why. Mum used to make me model stuff as well. And literally, it's like terrified look on my face. Why am I doing this? But when they're behind you, it's almost like you can feel all their eyes boring into your back while you're trying to play. And then the music, like the teacher is sitting at the side and he can see your hands going like this. Just breathe.
Remember your breathing.
Just breathe. Anyway. What about the next one, Neil?
What's next on our list, Chenille? Number 10, one of the longest running shows in television history, whether you like it or not. The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And once again...
Very distinctive thing.
Well, and I'm counting this because they sing... The Simpsons at the start.
The Simpsons.
And after that, everything else is is musical.
And I love the fact they do something different.
But there's a whole little, yes, and each time there's a deer, and there's the couch gag, there's the chalkboard gag, there's a few slightly different things that happen each time, which I think is hilarious.
And it is good.
I love that they do that.
So creative.
And you think after 25 years, how many freaking couch gags can they have done? But they do keep coming up with new ones. Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It is classic. It goes for a minute and 47 seconds.
Okay.
It's one of the longest, you know.
Wow, that's interesting,
ones,
isn't it?
Yeah. Well, of modern days, anyway.
Of modern days. Sure.
Which probably segues into...
Nicely,
We were discussing the golden age.
The golden age.
The golden age of TV theme tunes.
Yes, apparently there was a golden age.
There was. It was kind of the 60s, 70s, and just into the 80s.
Yeah.
Where the theme tune was the really big thing.
Yeah.
And it kind of had less significance. It started in the... There's one in the 90s a bit later that bucked that trend. But generally,
it didn't matter so much.
Or it did, but it was more instrumental.
Yeah.
So you think The Sopranos was a great... Well, they sort of speak in it, but it's pretty...
Yeah, yeah.
It, again, it sets the tone. But Yeah, so the Golden Age was 60s, 70s, 80s.
Golden Age.
Oh, there was another one that missed the list, was the I Dream of Jeannie, because there's no words in it. But that was also a cool theme song.
It was a cool theme song. Very cool theme song. You kind of ended up humming it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. So that was The Simpsons at number 10.
Simpsons at number 10. You know, that seems a bit scary. The Simpsons are at 10. There must be some really good stuff coming up. There must be.
What's coming up next?
So, speaking of the Golden Age.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a Golden Age one?
This definitely is right in the middle of the Golden Age of TV theme tunes. Right in the middle of the Golden
Age.
Yes, and?
And it is the Brady Bunch.
Just in case you couldn't hear that. Because
I was whispering for some strange reason.
Yeah. I don't know what that was. You didn't even lean in.
I know.
Normally with a mic, you kind of lean in if you're going to talk quieter.
Okay.
But you
thanks
just went,
for the lesson. Almost like I'm mesmerised or something.
It's like deer in headlights. You were back on stage, weren't you? Come on, sweetie, breathe. Come on, do the kicks. You can do them.
I was fine with the routine. It was just the, holy shit, can this be over any quicker? So Brady Bunch, they didn't seem to want it to be over very quick either. They seemed to quite like hanging out with each other.
They did.
Quite like hanging out with each other.
Well, what are you trying to say?
when they looked at each other in the
pictures. And the little boxes everywhere, that was kind of cool at the start.
It was kind of cool.
And again, it sets the tone. Too, it tells you the backstory. It's all a...
It is.
It's a great...
It's a lovely lady.
It's such a boppy little song.
Yes, it is a boppy little song. It does.
And it was we both watched probably quite a bit of the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
I did, even as a kid, I remember watching it and going, oh, because I'm one of six children and there's three boys and three girls in my family. Except in my family, Cindy is older than Greg.
Right.
Because we have girl, 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 boy, boy, boy.
Right.
And we've all got the same parents.
Right. Yeah.
So we didn't have the whole differences. Craziness. Well, and at the time, a blended family was a risk.
Yeah.
When they were pitching the show, they went, does this have to be? What happened to their previous partners? And they're actually, you know, if you read a few things and it says different stuff, but I think, you know, no one ever mentions that maybe one of them was divorced and maybe one of them was widowed, but they just kind of, because the other parents never come into their life. I miss my real mum. Yeah.
Not even once. Because just when you said that then, I'm like, I don't even know. Yeah. I have no idea.
Because you couldn't go there in the 60s, 70s,
wow.
I guess.
But you could have an Alice, which would be pretty cool.
Having an Alice would be great. But as I said, as one of six kids, I'd say, we fight and do all that stuff. It's never neatly tied up at the end.
End of an hour.
Yeah. The end of an hour, it's all tied up. In our family, you'd go, I'm just not talking to you for a week. So yes,
and a week was probably the minimum punishment.
Oh yeah, but I would have loved to have an Alice.
Oh, how good would that be?
I don't know if I wanted the burnt orange bench tops in the kitchen. That I don't know if you've go back, even just Google some images of Brady Bunch kitchen and have a look at that thing. Yeah. It is psychedelic.
Yeah.
Even some
of the outfits were.
That's Yeah. Mrs. Brady. Carol had some funky little outfits, didn't she?
She did. She did. Maybe she was for some of the other fathers to be watching.
I think so. I was like, let's all watch this together, kids. At number eight.
Number eight.
Moving right along.
Yes, you can talk about this one.
I will.
Yes, because she loves this
theme song from Laverne and Shirley. We're going to do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Give us any rule, we'll break it. I just love this. I love this. We're going to make our dreams come true.
I know.
You know, and it's two girls
working in a factory
together, which they show you bits of. So, again, you get a bit of the story.
Yeah.
You can tell that they're friends. You know, these days you'd probably watch and go, I wonder if they're lesbians. But no.
No. Definitely.
With the number of men that came into the house. Well, then this was also a spin-off of Happy Days.
Yes, it was.
One of the three official spin-offs from Happy Days.
Three official spin-offs?
Well, three. Three. Okay. They're all official.
Right.
And there was three. It wasn't like there was unofficial ones.
I know. I was thinking, what's the unofficial one?
No, there was
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, and Joni Loves Chachi.
Oh, which yes, didn't last of course. Long, yeah, Joni Loves Chachi was.
Poor Erin Moran. We lost this year to. But yes, back to Laverne and Shirley. So their intro, they were two girls that Fonzie brought over one day in an episode. So they did the crossover, the famous crossover episode.
Yeah, they're still doing that now.
Which was great.
They do NCIS ones.
See, now I can spot it a mile away and go, I am not watching that show because you've tried to cross me over.
Yeah.
No.
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 Not doing it.
No. Even if you have Scott Bakula and I think he's hot, no, I'm not watching NCIS. All right, I'm watching NCIS just to see if he takes his shirt off. And if he doesn't in the first episode, I'm not watching NCIS New Orleans. New Orleans. The other thing I loved about Laverne and Shirley, at the start of it, they talk about a schlemiel and schlemozzle, which I only found out years. I don't even know. Is that a word? I don't. What maybe it's it? Something else. I've misheard it. So they're Yiddish expressions.
Yeah.
So the best way I've seen it explained, they're two different personality types. So
okay.
The way I've had it explained, a schlemiel, one is the person who trips over and spills a bowl of soup. Yep. And one is the one that the bowl of soup always lands over
right.
on when that happens.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think the schlemiel is the klutz, the clumsy person, and the schlemozzle is the person that, the schlemiel! And the schlemozzle is the person that...
Look at this schlemozzle.
Oh, wow. You all hate me, don't you? It, like, happened again. It's like Eeyore or something. I don't know. It's just the one that's always really bad stuff happens to, and you don't know why. Yes. So... I learned this from Laverne and Shirley.
Right, there you go. Boy, did you get an education from Laverne and Shirley.
I know, right?
Could and, tell you really liked
and
it.
And guys, what not to do when picking up guys.
Yeah.
Especially with Lenny and Squiggy.
Yeah, they were interesting.
Yes.
So moving right along.
Moving right along.
So we're moving ahead in the era, the golden era, to probably one of the... This has spawned many... Many spin-offs, but not of the television variety.
Do tell.
Do tell. What you're kind looking of at spin-offs? Me like, what the hell?
I know.
So.
You mean different versions of the song?
No. Let me just say what it is. And yeah, then. Go. Go. So the.
Trev needs to know the song so we can cue the music.
Cue the music, Trev, is Friends.
Because, and you, within about two bars, when it starts going.
Yeah. And what I meant by spin-offs was, like, the Rachel hairstyles.
Yes.
You know, all of the other little movies.
It spawned, sort of, it spawned thousands, millions of hairstyles.
Yeah.
Hairdressers went, I can do a Rachel.
Yeah.
I'd like a Rachel.
Yeah.
It was like a Farrah flick. It was one of the hairstyles of the 90s.
Absolutely.
I love
and
it when
she's
they
still got gorgeous
dictate,
hair.
I know. I was still. I she's love just Jennifer
got
Aniston.
Really, yeah.
She's gorgeous.
She
too.
Is gorgeous. And just her hair is just
her
love.
Hair is flawless.
I know. It's just gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Ooh, Jennifer
and
Aniston, you're gorgeous.
Them, gorgeous you are. And most of them actually had a career beyond that, considering that was quite famous. It was also famous for them going back to the production company and asking for a shitload of money to be able to do the
a million
next
dollars
episodes.
Each an episode or something, and it was at the time it was the highest
amount.
It was the most expensive show, and they were the highest paid actors in any show.
Curiously, if they were all the same price point,
don't
if they all the girls and the boys are the same, but
don't
I may
know.
Have to look that up later. All the listeners could let me know.
Yeah, they could. At number six. Hey, it's the Monkees.
It's the Monkees.
Great theme song.
Yeah.
And we were saying before, they were probably one of the first manufactured boy bands.
Yeah, and possibly even the first is what we're saying.
The original. Who had a team of talented writers writing stuff for them.
Yes.
Hello, Neil Diamond, if you're listening. Yeah, so... And a fun show. I mean,
it was
a bit daggy, but it was almost like also a precursor to a lot of reality TV shows because it was sort of just them.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't quite...
Playing music and hanging out.
Yeah, it was. And there was always a couple of songs that found their way into each episode.
Magically.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh, look
another
at that.
Song you're releasing.
Oh, a guitar.
Let me play that.
Yes, I loved it. It was one of my favourite shows as a kid. One of my absolute favourite shows. Kind of like a don't miss.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch it a lot as a kid, but I liked the music, but I Maybe it wasn't on. I don't know. I watched it years later. I watched reruns years later.
Yeah, no, I remember watching it.
I do remember the episode of The Brady Bunch when Davy Jones was Marsha Brady's date for the prom, or when she asked him to go to the prom.
Oh, my God.
So he made a little bit of a crossover
Davy
there.
Davy Jones was very cute.
You liked Davy Jones. Oh, you had the hots for Davy Jones.
Did.
So his poster on your wall.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. That was when I also had a poster of the Bay City Rollers on my wall.
Oh, my God.
It was a long time ago.
Have you seen the shot of them? Because they reformed.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
Nah, okay, you don't want to.
And part of the reason I like the Bay City Rollers is because my cousin Amanda, hi Amanda, I love them, and I wanted to be cool like she was. She was the coolest.
So you had a whole lot of tartan stuff at home too.
Yeah, and I still actually love tartan. I love tartan.
Okay.
Love, love, love tartan.
Sure.
It's all because of the Bay City Rollers.
Okay.
That's where it's all come from.
They were the ones that kicked it off.
Yeah, kicked off my love of tartan. Then it just kept going with punk and Vivian Westwood. Anyway,
yep.
Let's look at the next one, Neil. What's coming up next, Neil?
You can do the next
can
one.
Can I?
Yeah. A classic.
But you do the singing.
I'm not going to sing them all.
I know.
Just because somebody happened to randomly ask you and say, we want Neil to sing stuff. Soon. When I get my singing voice back, I'll do that.
Okay, so the TV show we're talking about is quintessential Australian classic.
Classic. Oh my God, it's a classic.
Oh my God, it's a classic.
Kath and Kim.
Oh, memories.
Clever script writing.
Oh, so good.
Three of my favourite women.
Absolutely.
Together.
And as we know, because we've seen Magda together.
Magda.
What do you know? What do I do again?
She's not a Mitsubishi doll. She's not a Magda.
Oh man,
Magda.
I think it's my Australian.
If you're gonna drop a name, drop it. Make sure you drop the right
drop
one.
Drop it properly.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Magda.
Grammar Nazi dude.
Magda. As you're
saying,
we saw
Magda.
Yes.
When we saw her, it was actually it is the most successful Australian comedy show ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Written by women, starring women.
Produced. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, produced by women.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yes.
And the theme song.
And it was, there's always a joker in the pack. But I love the way that Gina Riley sings it too. So it's almost like a piss take of Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's always a joker in the pack. You know?
It's just so good.
Which seems to have nothing to do with the show.
It
goes against everything we've said to go, right, well, but it is setting the tone.
It is, yeah.
It's like, okay, you're just totally taking the piss now. What is this? Yeah.
It is kind of cool. Oh, my gosh, I've just seen the next one, Neil.
Yeah, I know. Sesame Street.
Oh, my God, how exciting. So I was telling Neil when we were preparing that I would hear the very first bits of this come through and I would come screaming in from outside ready to watch Sesame Street. I was so excited.
Because I think it's had its 50th birthday recently.
Wow.
So it's an incredible show. Jim Henson is one of my favourite people of all time in history.
Wow.
You know, I don't make calls like that a lot, right? I cannot tell you how much I love him, what he's done, his work
and
his legacy. And Sesame Street was just such a different type of kids' education show. Most people hadn't thought about it. They just had bullshit, like, puppets, and it just didn't work. But
he
invented, you know, characters. Yeah. He made them come to life, but he made it really educational. Yeah.
And even now, like, I still refer to them. So when somebody sneezes, I say Snuffleupagus. Have you got the Snuffleupagus? I still do Snuffleupagus and Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch and all of those things. We're also talking about so the Australian had Play School.
Mm.
And my mum was telling me that as a kid, Play School would not hold my attention. Now, it may be surprising to people out there that my attention span is pretty small. And as a young kid, without having, you know, the emotional intelligence and the ability to kind of control it, apparently it was probably like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, what's happening now? Hang on, you're still folding those paper?
Yeah, yeah.
You were folding the paper 3 seconds ago.
Brush the glue quicker, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm bored.
Yep, pretty much. That would be the way it would be.
Well, Sesame Street is like, okay, there's different characters. There's stuff happening everywhere. It's here now. It's like,
kept my attention the whole time.
The whole show, play school, boring.
Is anybody else coming in? Do I have to look at their faces the whole time?
Yeah, that's not a puppet that you've brought to life. That's you holding a teddy bear and shaking it like it's walking.
Don't try to fool me.
I did like Play School. I think I liked Play School, but...
I think I coped with the theme song. And then
I liked the song. And yeah,
you shouldn't even know which window it was going to be.
Yeah, but once Sesame Street came along, you're like, yep.
Yeah, done.
I'm yours.
Yes, forever.
Forever.
Number three. Yeah, you talk about number three.
No, you talk about it. Shut up. You talk about it.
All right. So it was part of the inspiration to this TV theme tune. So I know you've had it in the back of your mind for a while.
Yes.
But recently we've lost one of the icons of TV.
We have.
And this was kind of like we have to talk about this.
We have to talk about. So of course we're talking about Adam West.
Yes, we are.
Batman. Everyone, if you just write na 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 na, everyone knows what you're talking about. Like, you don't need any more than that.
Absolutely, and everyone in the world can sing it.
Yeah. Yes. I think everyone, even though the theme tune hasn't been used for years and years and years and years, everybody knows it.
Yeah, it was always done in playground. You always did it in the playground as well. And it was good. It was a little bit cheesy now that you look kind of back at it.
Oh, it was
bit,
totally but, cheesy and campy.
But it had kapows and biffo. Yeah. It's not like that. It was just awesome.
It was, and dazzling special effects. If you watch it now and go, oh my God, I can't believe they just did that.
But he really made it come to life.
But
he
did.
Maintained that too. Like, he was, you know, an icon.
Well, he, throughout his career, was happy to be labelled, okay, Batman, I'll turn up to Comic-Con, I'll do those things, I'll be Batman for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
As you said, you know, we've said it either completely consumes you and you either are a hermit or, you know, overdose in your 30s because you're a has-been and can't deal with that, or you just embrace it and go, I'm going to be Batman for the rest of my life and I'm okay with it.
Yep.
He was also Mayor Adam West on Family Guy.
Wow.
And he was the voice of it.
Oh, awesome.
And it was just a bizarro, like a completely bizarre character, but it was hilarious.
Yeah. It's like Superman as well. So Christopher Reeve is Superman. There is no other Superman.
Yeah.
Others have tried, really haven't kind of made it.
With some levels of success, but Christopher Reeve was the original, and just, you know, he was a good-looking rooster.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Very.
And that's exactly what I thought Superman would be. And then the others, you've gone, yeah, you're all right. But you're not. Yeah, no, I mean, you're not Christopher Reeve.
But you'll do.
You'll do. Although I have given Gal Gadot my seal of approval as Wonder Woman.
Oh, good.
Because I think that's the, you know, once Linda Carter does that role, who else?
Yeah.
Where do you go from there? Because she was so, so good and so Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, why wasn't that on here?
Oversight.
That was a complete oversight. Okay.
Okay.
So at number
like a superhero
2A. We've got 2A and 3.
Yes, 2A.
Trev, play cue the Wonder Woman music. Why didn't I think of Wonder Woman when we had Batman? Maybe we'll do superheroes together.
Superheroes. So that'll be fun for Trev. Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. Do all those together. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe. Batman and Wonder Woman?
Batman and Wonder Woman, I think.
It'd be a nice contrast, actually.
Wonder Woman was awesome. I cannot tell you how much I loved her. And
physical
not
jets.
Yeah. The bracelets. Cha-ching. That invisible jet, which was just ridiculous on the close-ups.
And I've actually done that sometimes at work when somebody's been a bit of a bit of a douche.
Yep.
You just kind of go, deflect the bracelets.
Yes.
It's like, Her feminine bracelets
that deflected the bullets, which was a mineral that you can only get on Paradise Island where she was from.
Ooh, there you go.
So, yes.
Have you seen the new movie?
I haven't seen the new Wonder Woman movie. I've seen the last one she was in,
right,
the Batman versus Superman. She started in that, and then it spawned from
there. I thought that was... Okay, yep, cool.
No, but she was good.
Yeah, okay, right, because I heard the rest of the movie was... If you weren't a massive fan, then blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Like, it was all right. It set them up for a whole lot of sequels.
Cool.
That's what it was.
Let's just position
Watch this, position everything, And now, here's another 10 spin-offs.
Yeah. Alrighty. We're up to number two.
And this show.
This show.
This theme tune. Yes. This show.
The Love Boat.
I loved this show. You know, when I was 10, 11, 12, Saturday night, watched The Love Boat on TV. Like, Murder, She Wrote and The Love Boat, I think, were the two in a row. Murder, She Wrote didn't make it because no words.
Yeah,
but The Love Boat was just, it was so cheesy. Yeah. And it just reminds you of a really croony, cheesy lounge singer with a massive velvet bow tie and really big teeth. The Love Boat. In fact, I'm picturing Bob Down as I do this.
You're almost doing Bob Down's face. And the characters on it were just always so excited that they were getting new passages on
I know.
The boat. Really? I think that might have worn thin over a little while.
Although, if I was getting a different lot of Hollywood stars each week, I'd probably like that.
Yeah, you'd probably like that, man.
Yeah, that's what I love too. You'd watch and go, oh, who's on it this week?
Yes, it was very exciting. But there's a hands down number one, hey? This hands was down. Really easy for us to make this decision.
We actually struggled with the rest of the list. Yeah, we kind of went, that one there, that's sort of near the top, that's in the middle maybe, but which number? This one we just went, no, that is number one.
Easy campeasy.
The theme tune from The Muppet Show.
Yay!
I don't think there can ever be a number one, number one for me.
Oh,
this
so
was my favourite TV show. You know, as a kid, I could not get enough of it.
Hilarious.
It was, and it was, that's how I wanted life to be.
Yeah.
Just a series of special guests.
Yeah.
I think that's why I love Kermit, and that's why I love emceeing now. It's just, I grew up with Kermit as my idol.
And the two grumpy old men would just crack me up every single
Statler
episode.
Statler and Waldorf.
They were just hilarious. And then Beaker, he used to make me laugh. And the chef. I just used to think it was hysterical.
Yes.
The one that was probably least funny of all of them was Fonzie.
Fonzie.
Oh, man, I'm stuffing my words up
today. He tried a bit too hard. But you still, but you still loved
point.
Him.
Yeah,
you still loved him at the
point.
End of it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do Miss Piggy. I have friends that love Miss Piggy.
She's just a...
Just high maintenance. Yeah, maintenance, sweetie. No.
No.
It's not
and
working
Kirby
for me.
Was so nice. How could you be so mean to him, you big meanie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. But The Muppet Show.
And the theme song. And once again, in terms of setting a show up, it was, okay, it's a variety show. It's got a million characters, it's, you know, whatever these Muppet things are, or Marionette and Puppet,
and there was like
it's a portmanteau.
You know, connection there, isn't there, between the Sesame Street.
A
rainbow connection between Sesame Street and...
Well, yes. And again, clearly you can see Jim Henson had a big influence on my life, seeing as he's number one and four on our list best ones ever.
Best ever.
And there was also, not only was there the whole song, which, you know, I'd sing along to every week, then right at the end, there was the Gonzo gag. You go, okay, what's going to happen today? It's not going to work, but how? How? What's going to happen this time?
Yeah, putting himself into a cannon.
Yes. Or the trumpet would just explode in his face and he'd just have steam coming off him.
His little nose. Bouncing on the end.
Bless them. So that was, apart from being one of my favourite TV shows, it's also one of my favourite TV
theme tunes. Well,
so,
that would be why it made number one.
Which is why it was an easy choice. Such an easy choice.
Simple
so, yes, as you can say, you can look back through the list and go, I'm getting a bit of an idea of how old you are. But but that was to us. That's why we said our favourites.
Yes,
they're the ones you grow
favorites.
Up with. But to me, there just hasn't been as many, you know,
post-golden era.
As I said, there's been some good theme, appropriate theme music.
Yes.
You know, like Breaking Bad kind of.
Definitely. Orange is the New Black, you know, there's some few
the
things
same.
Like that. But these were just, quintessential.
Yes.
The golden era, as you said.
Yes, mostly the golden era.
Golden era.
We hope you've enjoyed those as much as we've enjoyed talking about them. And we will see you in our very next podcast.
Yes.
In a couple of weeks. Bye.
Speak to you soon. Bye.